ho.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to a Revival Town Christmas.
Oh, mate, we love this one, don't we?
Yes, oh, yes. So I'm Chuck Tate, this is Andy King, and this is Dave James.
Well,
oh,
hello.
Can you believe Dave is here?
I've been invited to the Christmas special.
Yes. First 1 year it was Amy Grant.
No, it was not.
Yes, he was.
And it's just gone downhill from there. Well, the good news is you reached the bottom of the barrel now. It'll only go up from here.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, no. Hey, next year, I know this guy named Tim. He works at a donut shop. He's going to come.
By the way, nice sweater.
Hey, thank you.
Can I just jump in for a second here? Andy, Chuck, you invite me on your podcast. You're like, come along, Christmas podcast. I show up, you're in these Christmas sweaters, you're festive.
Yeah, well, didn't you get your memo?
No, you never told me. If I'd known, I'd have worn something. Yeah. Well, do you have anything?
There's got to be something running around here. Why don't you have a look? Have a look around. Go on, have a look.
I'll go over and see if I can find something. Yes. There's a box there that says the Christmas box.
Have a look at that.
I'll look in the Christmas box.
See if the Christmas box.
All right, all right.
Chuck, how are you doing? Dave's going to try and find something as he's looking, but how are you doing? Christmas? You love Christmas, right?
You know what?
Let's look at this sweater.
I ordered this just for you. This is.
Can you just stand a bit? Because no one can see the actual striper. Look at that. Striper.
Yeah, so a striper Christmas sweater.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Where did you dig that up from?
So I ordered it.
You did?
I saw an Instagram post a while back from Michael Sweet, the singer. Yeah. Who we are going to have on Revival Town podcast,
yes.
It looks like in 2024.
Yeah.
But, I ordered it, and here we are, just for you.
I think Dave has found something.
Serious. I like your little Christmas cardigan, and then...
Seriously?
What? You got to keep the hat out of the way.
Oh,
hey, we have a Christmas elf.
Oh. We've got a great gift, a great outfit for you, Susanna. You sit upon a throne of lies.
Well, if you are listening, you have to go and get onto the YouTube channel and see what Dave is wearing.
The
smells like beef and cheese in here.
Dave is dressed as the elf, so you've got to go and watch him. Oh man, this can only
get better. See a monitor. I don't even know.
Oh my goodness.
Is this the camera I want to look at?
Oh my goodness. This is the Two Brits and a Bloke edition.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Two Brits and a Bloke English edition.
I tell you what, we're gonna have some fun. Before we get going, let's go back a bit to a few years ago when it was COVID.
Why do we want to go? I had COVID a week ago.
Well, there you go. Now, me and Dave obviously are from the British Isles.
Yes.
Right? And Ireland is obviously, Northern Ireland is a part of that.
Yeah.
And they had a bit of fun way back when obviously everything was shut down. No one could travel anywhere.
Locked down
during COVID. But they wanted their kids to make sure that they weren't going to be worried if Santa was going to be coming. And so this is what they said.
As Minister for Foreign Affairs, we've been working on the Santa Claus issue for a number of weeks now. And it's important to say to all children in the country that we regard Santa Claus's travels as essential travel for essential purposes, and therefore he is exempt from the need to self-quarantine for 14 days and should be able to come in and out of Irish airspace and indeed in and out of Irish homes without having to restrict his movement. But I am assured that children should not stay up at night because he does need to social distance. And so people need to keep at least 2 metres away at all stage to make sure that we keep him safe and indeed children as well. So he's exempt, he's coming, he's confirmed that, and he appreciates the fact that Ireland has ensured that in a very, very different Christmas in 2020, the visit of Santa Claus will be something that will remain consistent.
Lovely.
Oh, aren't you glad that he came?
That's brilliant.
Oh, he made it.
He was sweating and coughing and stuff.
But that was
leaving a trail of COVID dust.
That wasn't just this Irish guy just talking on the radio saying that was in their parliament, right?
That was parliament. Like
part of their parliamentary business for the day was to announce that.
It's cool they did that for the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Good. That is good. So, well,
even if it's a throne of lies.
Well, we thought we'd invite Dave because the last two times, this is his third visit.
I know.
Yeah,
third visit.
Yeah. How many times has Amy Grant been on?
Once.
Aha, look at you now, Amy.
So, you know, we just thought we'd have some fun. Obviously, when.
You know, I think every time there's a holiday, we need to bring you on, Dave.
I would. July 4th is my favorite. That's where we celebrate kicking out my ancestors. That's always a fun one.
But Dave, you literally just got off a plane last night, right? Or yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Really?
From England.
I went back to see my mum for Christmas.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Tell us how the
trip went. Fantastic. It's brilliant. Just a short trip, 5 days. Got to see my mum, see my friends. I did a Christmas exchange. I took some presents over from my mum and for friends. Bought some presents back. So, yeah.
So you were a real Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. And English Christmas is a little bit different in some ways. It's just different traditions, different things. And just being in the shops and seeing some of the stuff there. It was really good Christmas, English Christmas.
How long of a flight is it? Like 7 hours?
It is 7.5 hours there, 8.5 hours back. So it's it's not short.
Okay. Yeah.
But well worth it, mate.
It is. Yeah.
Well, why don't you, we're going to talk about traditions of Christmas. Obviously, as a church, you know, very involved at Christmas. Yep. A lot of stuff going on.
By the way, I'm representing Connect Church. I'm wearing the Church
swag.
Hat.
I know.
Just Connect for you, Church.
Dave. Now, Chuck, you didn't have to. Now Andy's going to be like, where's my hat?
Yeah, did you pay for that or steal it?
I need to get you here. You're right. I blew it.
But there are a lot of traditions, obviously, around church and things that you do. What are some of the things that you'd be doing at Christmas? Obviously, this is going out Christmas Day, right? So what will you have been doing leading up to Christmas?
Yeah. So it's interesting. We planted Connect Church 10 years ago, and it just seems like yesterday, but it's amazing how just in 10 years we've kind of found some traditions that we just love looking forward to at Christmas time. So a couple of Sundays ago, we had the kids come in and do a part in the service. They sang some Christmas songs. They read some Bible verses.
It's
just brilliant. They're all up on the stage, and we invested in some snow machines. So in the middle of one of the songs, all the snow comes down.
That's
lovely.
So cool.
Yeah, kids loved it.
Man.
And then we have a big offering we do every Christmas called Give. And we've just taken out this last Sunday our Give 2023. Dream Center was one of our recipients 1 year.
Yeah.
We just, as a church, we look for 3 or 4 organizations that we just want to get behind at Christmas time.
Yes.
And everyone gives. And we started in 2020 because we knew that was going to be a rough year for nonprofits and charities, you know, because they wouldn't be able to do some fundraisers.
Yeah.
So we called it Give 2020. And we just asked everyone to connect to give $20.20 for every member of their family. And if that's all they did, I think we'd get like $10,000 or $15,000, something like that. But so many people give over and above. So we normally get about $25,000-$30,000. And then we get to go and play Santa. We give big checks. We came here, didn't we?
Amazing.
Upstairs. Yeah.
Totally blew me away because you thought it was going to be a certain amount.
Yeah.
And it was way more than what you thought. And that's huge.
And I was, every time we do it, I think it's going to be a certain amount. And their amazing congregation just blow me away with how much they give.
Yeah. So, that's so good. So obviously, Christmas, you do the Christmas Eve type stuff.
Yeah, so funny enough, I'm not sure how you're doing at Rock Church this year, but at Christmas Eve is a Sunday this year. So I'm saying this. If people are listening.
Exactly.
Everyone listening is like, we know.
It was yesterday.
Old news, Dave.
Seriously. So we've always done Christmas Eve evening services when it's on Christmas Eve, and people love it. We have a candlelight service. So we're going to do that again this year. So we're not going to have any morning services on that Sunday, but we've got 3 services in the afternoon / evening.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do yesterday?
What we would have done is... Yeah, we're all going to Connect Church this evening. So we're doing a Saturday. We are We did. Yeah, we're pre-recording this. Yeah, of course, yeah, we're not here on Christmas morning.
Sure, no, sure.
But
no.
John, so Saturday service.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a Saturday candlelight and do two Sunday morning candlelights.
Nice.
So there'll be three. So we just added a Saturday to have an additional.
Because you'd have windows in your building, so you can do candlelight whenever you want.
Right.
You know, because it's dark all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, that was, you know, obviously. You just come back from the UK and you talked about tradition. So what we thought we'd do is just talk about some of our favorite things at Christmas.
Absolutely.
Right? So you mentioned British traditions.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you loved as a kid or even just coming back, you saw and go, man, I wish we could do that over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are some of those things?
I think, so I've lived in America 30 years now. Andy, you've lived about the same.
Yeah.
One of the things I think I miss most is for us in England, Christmas Day, Christmas dinner is the same. I mean, it's that everyone across the country, you know, when you think Christmas dinner, you know, everyone is eating a roast turkey, some stuffing, some
roast,
roast potatoes, some Brussels sprouts, some carrots, some cauliflower and cheese. I mean, it's just an incredible Christmas meal. And that's what Christmas, you have Christmas pudding, which isn't like Jell-O or pudding like you have here. It's like this. It's disgusting, but it's a cake full of minced meat and like raisins and sultanas. Yeah.
There's no meat in it.
No meat in it at all. Just so you know. It's an acquired taste. My wife doesn't like it. But
neither does mine.
But yeah, and it's so that was one of the struggles I had when I came to America, because I know for you guys, Thanksgiving, everyone has turkey, but maybe not on Christmas. Sometimes you do something different. Maybe it's ham, maybe it's something turkey.
Right.
I remember going to my wife's house Christmas Day, but pretty soon after we were married, early on in our relationship, and we get there, and it's Christmas Day. I'm excited. We've opened some presents.
Uh-oh.
Lunch gets ready to serve. Lasagna.
Lasagna on Christmas Day. What's up with that?
I mean, clearly, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, when you think of Christmas, you think of lasagna. I mean, you remember in...
there's spaghetti!
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you remember the famous story of Scrooge, you know, when he has a change of heart and he goes, boy, run down to Olive Garden and get a taste of Italy for Bob Cratchit and his
family. Oh, man. Oh, that is fantastic.
So that's definitely... So my wife's family know that I love lasagna. Just not on December the 25th.
Just not on Christmas Day.
Sure, what do you normally have?
So, like Dave mentioned, Thanksgiving is the same every year.
Yeah.
And that's probably my favorite meal of the year. We do mix it up at Thanksgiving. We haven't had lasagna, but we do mix it up, and it's usually ham. Sometimes we do another turkey, but it's not really... It's not the same meal every year. Like Thanksgiving, it's the same thing every time. But one of the traditions that we have is every Christmas Eve, we always get together at my uncle's house and my dad's side of the family. We all gather and we have a spread of food. And that's the one memory. Even when I moved from Arizona to Illinois as a kid, I don't think I've ever missed every year. That's the big tradition that we
have. Nice.
Yeah, it's been strange for us the last few years because the boys got married and moved out to LA. And so, you know, obviously they're gone. And then this year we're going to be at home, obviously, with Joy, and we'll have a fun time. But it's just been weird. You know, last year everyone came home, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It felt the same with the wives.
Yeah.
And
this
year, though, it's going to feel a little bit different just because not everyone's home. You know what I mean? But we'll always have a Christmas dinner. Lasagna, right?
I thought Dave was going to bring you lasagna this afternoon.
Well, it would have been nice if he'd have showed up with something. Yeah. But,
so here's another one. I just thought of this. So you talked about family. So one of the challenges for Casey and I when we were first married is, you know, many of you people listening to this podcast right now, some of you probably have like, well, we'll have Christmas morning at our house, then Christmas evening we'll go to my mum's, or we'll do your parents in the morning and his parents in the evening. For us, it was like either my family or hers. You know, we're not going to do Christmas morning in Illinois and Christmas evening in England.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't get there as quick as Santa does. So so we had to choose either spending the entire Christmas in England or the entire Christmas in America. Mm. So there were some years we went to England, and I remember the first year we went. So Christmas Day, Christmas morning, we all sit down. We get all the presents from under the tree. It's my mum and dad, me and Casey. I think my granddad was there. Someone gives out all the Christmas presents, and then we just kind of go, all right, go. And we just all start opening our presents. And Casey's looking around going, what? What? Because no one, everyone's just opening their own presents. Just, I mean, that was, it was almost the end of the marriage. I mean, it's like, yeah. I can't
she's
do Christmas.
Used to everybody one at a time.
That's it. Yeah. So in her family, we one person opens, everyone watches.
Yeah.
Then the next person. And we just didn't do that growing up. We just all opened our own gifts. And then after about 10 minutes, we looked up. We're like, oh, is that what you got?
Yeah. Now, do you guys do that?
Yeah, we one at a time. We all go around. We all watch. Yeah, we... my wife takes picture or video of every single gift opens, and then we never see those pictures again. But,
no.
But she does it every time.
Well, let me tell you about a Christmas we had at the Brewers not too long ago. So my wife is one of six children. Between the six of them, they've had 30 children. So my three children have 27 cousins. So I kid you not, there was a Christmas where we started and each kid, we started going around. I think it was New Year's Day when we finally finished.
Yeah, and your resolution was, we're not doing this next year.
This is taking so long.
Oh, wow.
A lot of presents. Yeah.
Man, well, what about a holiday snack? What's your favorite holiday snack?
Well, now you're talking.
Oh, so. I think we can.
I would say, Andy, that's the other thing that's a challenge for us Englishmen living here in America, because there's just some English food. So mince pies, they're a big one.
Oh, say mince pies.
Talking of mince pies.
Now we've got a test today.
Yeah.
Because you've come back from England and have gone to Tesco's, which is like Target, right, in England.
Yeah.
Wow. And you have bought some mince pies.
Mince pies.
Oh, right wait. Oh, there you go. You're on that mince pies from Tesco's. And do you want to also explain this one?
Yes. I also bought a chocolate Yule log. It's a joyous
chocolate log.
A Yule log. Now,
you caught me there, Andy.
Merry Christmas.
Do you want to explain this one? I have no idea. There is absolutely no explanation as to why every Christmas these show up, but it's a sponge cake with buttercream, and it's fantastic.
Now,
it looks delicious.
Now, no you say why. That, I'm going to switch here because there's a competition on today. Because Dave's bought his Tesco mince pies. I have bought John King's mince pies. My dad.
Made with the fair hands of Mr. John King himself.
He has got a killer pastry. It's like a biscuit pastry. And so the
but he's up against Tesco. And this is a great feature for a podcast, because you're going to sit and listen to us eat
now.
And you'll get to hear us reflect on how it tastes.
Absolutely. Yes. And so this is why you need to be watching on YouTube today. And it's on our website. You can click on the YouTube channel and watch Revival Town. every episode we do that, and we have a fun time with it. So
I got to ask here just for a second, Chuck, have you ever eaten a mince pie?
I have, because in past, in fact, last Christmas edition.
I was hoping this would be that I get to see
Pastor
American.
John made some mince pies in a past.
Shall I read the ingredients?
Read the ingredients.
So here we go. Mince meat, which, as Andy said, isn't really meat. Apples, sultanas, currants, raisins, lots of lemon peel, mixed spices, malt, and then some acids. I don't know what that is. Some preservatives.
Marijuana.
Yeah, at this point, I think I want to stop reading these ingredients.
Wait, is that a Cheech and Chong website?
No. Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
You're going to have a great Christmas, Chuck.
So it's going to be good. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, you'll be seeing Chuck. Dave breaking into his mince pies.
We have a little bit of a problem there, though, because Andy was under the impression that I was bringing these back, like, just for this podcast. Now, these are for my family. So if you pass me that knife, I'm going to cut this one in half. You guys can have half.
Wow.
Each. Yeah.
Wow, it's a rough.
Yeah, seriously. There's only six of them, and they came 4,000 miles to get here, so you're not getting one each.
Oh, so he is a serious joke. Yes. I thought he was joking.
No.
Wow. Oh, Dave.
So there you go. You get.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You can cut mine in half, Dave, and then
no,
you can have
half. No, that's all right. I'm going to eat the other one. So
oh, you're having a full... Wait. You're having a full one.
I'll eat half that.
Me and Chuck are having half.
And I'm wearing the costume that was designed for a child, so... Seriously, I'm...
Oh, you all right? You got enough room there, Dave?
I haven't. I'm sweating in this elf suit.
So. Oh.
Oh. So...
So let's try.
We're
going to
do a little taste test.
Okay. Tesco one.
Tesco first. All right. You know what? I don't have to cut it. I'll just eat a bite of it.
That's pretty good.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to beat.
Someone somewhere, right? It's Christmas Day. They got a brand new pair of AirPod Pros. They're like, I can wait to hear how stuff sounds with these noise cancelling headphones. The first thing they listen to is me chewing a mince pie. Don't this sound amazing, kids? Oh, this is what technology was made for.
I tell you what. If we don't hit 100,000 downloads today, I don't know what will. Okay. The Tesco one is good.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the John King? Special. All right, let's try
it. Let's be honest. John King is going to listen to this podcast.
Absolutely.
He is gonna, so.
Absolutely. All right, Chuck, what do you think?
Oh. I'll tell you what. And I'm not just saying this because he's my mate. Mr. John King. Pastor King. You're giving Tesco a run for their money here.
Big times.
Yes. That is a very good mince pie.
The pastry is, he watches the British Bake Off.
Yeah.
The guy, Paul.
Paul Hollywood. Yeah.
It's his pastry mix, you know, online, the recipe.
Does he know that your dad's got it? Does he want it back?
Dad's making a lot of money with it. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Well, Chuck hasn't
John,
stopped.
If you were here, I'd give you a Paul Hollywood handshake. That is wow. That is a good
Pastor
mince
John,
pie.
That is delicious.
Yes.
Chuck hasn't come up for air.
No. He's inhaling his. Actually, he's like crumbled it all up. It's just a plate full of Tesco and John King mince pie just all mashed together.
Are we still recording?
I know people have stopped listening. Oh, I'm saving that one for when I get home. I'm going to eat the rest of Pastor King's, though, because that is a good mince pie.
No.
And you know what? So another thing, just for your listeners at home who plan on sampling one of these treats, I'll warm these up sometimes.
Oh.
Put a bit of cream on it.
I had custard on it on Saturday night. Yeah. Warm custard. Dave, why don't you put one of these to replace the one? We don't want to take away from your family.
I feel guilty now that I'm not. But yeah, my family are going to want to try a John King mince pie.
Yeah.
Thank you. I might have to put in an order.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it is. It's not fitting in the Tesco box.
We don't mess around.
It'll make its way home.
Well, another thing that's big in the UK, I think, that is different to over here is the English chocolate division. The chocolates, the Cadburys, I try to explain it to people, like, and my wife, she's always like, are you going to indulge again this year in chocolate? I'm like, yeah. But like the advent calendars, you know, we have a chocolate every day, you know, during when you were a kid, obviously. One of my memorable gifts as a kid was, I'm going to ask you any memorable gifts, right, as a kid, but mine was, it was like a money box. I don't know if you remember this. And they had these small Cadbury's chocolates.
Yeah, it's like a vending machine.
Like a vending machine. You put a penny in and a chocolate would come out.
Yes.
Oh man. I tell
just
you
like a little mini bar of Cadbury's milk chocolate.
Yeah, just one bite. But put a penny in. Oh, man.
You know, good. And we've had Cadbury chocolate for Christmas before.
Yeah, because I sent you
on the podcast. Yep. Yeah. And delicious.
Because the Cadburys that are in stores over here are completely different to Cadburys in the UK.
Yeah. And I will say the UK Cadbury is much better. Yeah. Creamier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Delicious. So do you have these as well? I can remember as a kid having chocolate ornaments for the tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd hang them on the tree. And
Mum would count them.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Because she knew they wouldn't be all there on Christmas Day.
I wish I could show you a picture right now of Mrs. Jane's Christmas tree. I mean, it's like it would be in the front cover of Martha Stewart Living. I mean, it's beautiful. It's got a snowman Christmas tree. There's never going to be a Cadbury's chocolate in tin foil hanging on that tree. But we need another tree in the house just so I can hang some Cadbury's chocolate ornaments on. So.
Yeah, chocolate ornaments are. And this is another thing that is different in the UK to over here. Like, we would have plates of chocolate all over the living room and stuff. Like
Quality Street.
Quality Street.
Roses. Tin of chocolate.
Like the tin that we sent you, Chuck, you know, last year.
Yeah.
You would have like two or three of them throughout the living room so you could just wander up and grab. It was Christmas. You can treat yourself. You know what I mean?
Pure
gluttony.
You can take your chocolate seriously.
Oh man. Oh. In fact, talking of chocolate, I think I'm going to
our whole Christmas tree was chocolate.
Okay, so Dave's got the Yule log.
Yes, and I'm going to open the box now. It's Tesco's Yule log. We don't have a John King Yule log. Tesco's here, so there will be a taste test.
Yeah.
But there'll be a taste test of how this tastes just in general.
Now, Chuck, what are some of your Christmas snacks that you like?
Christmas snacks? I mean, meat and cheese.
Beef
and cheese. Imposter. You sit on a throne of lies.
Who do you think you are, Ralph?
Yeah, no, chocolate beef.
Oh, man. Oh. You're right there, Dave. You're getting it right? Look at the chocolate. Man. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
again, people listening in their new headphones are
they're going to love it. Isn't
how
they?
This chocolate is cutting.
Yeah. That's good, Dave. That's good.
It's making a big old
That's good.
See how, there you go. So
see how Dave got the end piece because it has extra chocolate.
Oh, Chuck. Here, I'll take this piece. Chuck, you get the end piece. There you go. You're a guest of the crown today, so you get to... I'm going to pick up all the bits of chocolate here.
You're right.
Put them on your plates. So.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
All right. So,
isn't Cadbury's, though. Cadbury's do one.
It's English chocolate, so...
And it was in England yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the end piece, but look what I have. I have more chocolate.
Well, that's what we were saying. Yeah. Wow. Is it better?
Of course, it's delicious.
It's the best bit.
Mm.
Wow. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's memories there.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Mm. Man. Are we still doing the podcast?
You grew up having these chocolate logs.
Yes.
Yeah.
We ate so much chocolate, we had chocolate logs.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
What are those chocolate wipes?
That is good.
Man. Oh, man.
Don't get too excited.
That's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I think this might be my favorite pastry I've had from UK.
Really? Yeah. Out of everything I've given you and the stuff I've cooked myself, and you're going with the same Tesco?
Pastor John's mince pie is right up there.
So. You got to realize, though, like he's measuring it against meat and cheese. It doesn't say too much. Compared to meat and cheese, Chuck, how would you say that? A great snack of just a plate full of meat and cheese. Would you say...
So I do like eggnog and different chocolates. And
yeah.
But eggnog is always a big thing in our house.
Mm-hmm.
My wife hates it, but everybody else loves it.
But now, not spiked.
No.
Not just the regular.
Now, another tradition, Andy, we haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah.
We would sit down for our Christmas lunch, middle of the afternoon.
Yep.
And next to us, next to our plate, we're ready to eat, right next to us, Christmas crackers.
Oh. Now, Chuck's experienced Christmas crackers.
He has.
On some of the past...
Yep. I've experienced a lot.
And for our audience, these are not crackers, like,
right.
You know, charcuterie.
Cheese. Yeah.
Like meat and cheese that you don't with Chuck's meat and cheese. It's all he had growing up, meat and cheese meat every and Christmas. Cheese.
Happy Christmas, Chuck. Here's some meat and cheese.
Look what Santa bought you. Some more meat and cheese.
I'm outnumbered here. Right? Oh,
can I have some more, please?
You're going to save some room for your lasagna. We got a Christmas lasagna cooking in the oven, right?
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Christmas crackers, it's just this paper thing, and you pull it, and it pops. It's like a snap, crack.
We actually done that on the podcast.
Yeah. Had the hats.
You get the hats. You put the hats on. There's a joke in there. A little novelty toy of some sort. So we're all sat eating our Christmas dinner with our Christmas hats on.
And then in the afternoon, there's always a Bond film on TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, I mean, it's a bit different now, obviously, with Netflix and all that. But back when we were growing up, there was only four or five channels you could watch.
Yeah.
And so the Queen would come on and do her speech.
Queen's speech.
So this year will be different.
Tradition in King's speech. Every home, every watched the Queen.
Yeah. I think three o'clock. I think it's three o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
She would address the nation.
Yeah. And this year, obviously, it'll be Charles's.
It'll be the King's speech.
Yeah. King's speech.
Yeah, that'll be a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a film that was about that, but that's a different game.
Yeah.
But then they'll watch a Bond film or something like that. And so it some of those traditions, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, another one,
And then you go to bed, you wake up the next day.
Boxing Day. Boxing Day.
Yeah, it just carries on.
And Boxing Day, so for those who may be like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, like me. I still don't know why it's called.
You don't know what it's called? No, okay. So Boxing Day, so on Christmas Day, that was for immediate family, right? You would have presents and you would give the immediate family. Boxing Day, if you were an employer, you would take presents to your employees in boxes and give them their Christmas gift.
Now we're talking about like Victorian.
Victorian times.
It's Charles Dickens times, back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like whatever you opened on Christmas Day and you didn't like, you put it in a box and you just bring it.
It could have been. I'll give this to Jim and accounts. Meat and cheese. What are we going to do with
it? We give it to Chuck.
Yeah. Beef and cheese from Chuck and get away with it.
But the other thing that happens on Boxing Day is the Premier League.
Yes.
The soccer.
Great
like
football
all,
day.
All the teams across England are playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so as a family, I remember I only went once on Boxing Day, but you would go as a family or group Boxing Day to see a game.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it still does that. There'll be games on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
There's tomorrow. A lot of games over the Christmas period,
So, you know, some of the things we do.
Yeah, traditions we miss.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still good. We've made a lot of traditions here as well.
Like, we have too. We've got brand new traditions we celebrate with our family.
Lasagna. Meat and cheese. You know. All right, let's talk Christmas music.
Oh.
Okay, what are some of the favorites Christmas music that you've got?
It's a good question. So me and Mrs. Jane, we're divided on when the Christmas music can begin and how much can be played. Mm. So, I mean, before Thanksgiving, she's already tuned to 106.9 and it's Christmas music all the time. I'm like way too early. Yeah. But she'll have it on the playlist at home. But we do like our Christmas music. There's some good English. I mean, we had some good English kind of Christmas songs. Band-Aids, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Okay.
Am I queuing up a little?
Sounds like you're queuing up something here.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
There it is.
That would have been my favorite.
Let them know it's Christmas time. Yeah, I mean, me and Andy, we were probably like 14, 15 years old when this came out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so.
And this was
like 10 years ago. 15 years ago. Yeah. When we were teenagers.
And this triggered then Live Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, 6 months later at Wembley.
This was the single that started it all.
You didn't go to Live Aid,
no,
right?
I watched it on TV. I remember sitting at home watching it. It was like 6 hours just watching the whole thing
on
TV.
I had a tape player next to my TV in my room, and I recorded the whole thing.
Yeah.
And now I've got the DVD, so I didn't need to do that.
So here's the crazy thing. I got the DVD as well, and I have hardly watched it, but I watched it just a year or so ago. I watched one clip, and it was because I'd just seen the film that had come out about Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And at the end, there's a scene where he plays at Live Aid.
Yeah.
And I went back and watched the DVD and the film, like down to the can of Pepsi on the piano. They did such a good job of like making it like exactly like it was in the actual event. So.
And that was the, that really was one of the key performances that launched U2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was.
They were one of the opening acts there.
And so we've got to do it, Dave. I haven't been yet because we're pre-recording. I go this Friday, this Thursday.
Ooh.
But you have been to see U2 at the Sphere.
In Las Vegas at the Sphere.
Tell us about it. Come on.
It was phenomenal. Now, I'm biased. I'm a huge U2 fan, so I could see them play at the Dream Center, and I'd say it's the best concert I've ever seen.
Oh, so. I wish that would happen.
Exactly.
That'd be a fundraiser for a few
that
years.
That would be a fundraiser. But this venue is like nothing I've ever been to in my life. It's like seeing Top Gun at an IMAX theater times a thousand. It's just the quality of the screen and the sound. And then just the screen and the sound are incredible. But then in typical U2 fashion, they've created such a great visual experience. Like the stuff you see on the screen, you're just blown away. My wife gets motion sickness. And at one point during one of those songs, she had to close her eyes because the screen, the way it was moving was so real. It felt like we were all going up or the stage was going down. She started to feel sick.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And you said, you're going to stay there? We paid for the tickets.
Absolutely. You're going to throw up in your cup. I'm not leaving.
Now, did you pay for those tickets with Annie's credit card?
Oh, Dave doesn't know about this, do you? Someone stole my identity last week
and bought
went and bought LA Clippers tickets, $1,000 worth. And what I was worried about was they obviously got into my StubHub account to direct their email.
Yeah.
There was my
U2
tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, I was. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So that was last week.
So Bono was on the Band-Aid signal as well. His voice is very distinct. And then at Live Aid, you're right. So, but they're a great band. There they are.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Hey. Ooh, sorry, all the cats and dogs out there. I think this is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I know last year, Ed Sheeran and Elton John did a song, and it was really cool seeing them together. And so I did like that one. And again, this is one of the traditions, Chuck, that is different from over here. Over in the UK, it's a big deal to get to number one on
the Christmas number one.
The Christmas number one. So there's been a funny story that's been happening the last few years. There's a couple in England that are
they're like
comedians on YouTube, and they do gag stuff, but they love sausage rolls. You know, eaten sausage rolls, right? Yeah, that we've bought in. So they have the last 5 years they've created songs around loving sausage rolls, right? The country grabbed a hold of it. For the last 5 years, they have got to number one at Christmas. The only band that has ever done that is the Beatles.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Those are some good sausage rolls.
Yeah. So it's launched into some. Dave, I don't know if you know this, but they have a book, like kids' books about the sausage roll. They've done a character. The Walker's Crisps now have a sausage roll flavor because of them.
That is crazy.
I mean, it's just
there's a sausage roll theme park.
I've seen their videos.
It's coming out, I heard. You can ride the sausage roll train.
but last year, Ed and Elton. they were on the sausage roll. I think it was last year or the year before song. So obviously they got
they
it.
Featured. Because yeah. There,
you know. What about you? Any Christmas songs you like?
Winter Wonderland by Stryper.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
No, so, you know, growing up, my parents would play Alvin and the Chipmunks, the record.
Yeah.
So, you know, put it on vinyl. Yeah. Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I personally love Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah,
really, really love that. Yeah. That's, you know, I love to put that on. But I'm kind of like you. I don't, you know, I'm not going to listen to Christmas music 24/7 at all.
I know.
At
my wife does.
Yeah, and my wife loves it as well. Yeah, and my son is really into the Christmas music thing. But I like a lot of the Christmas hymns and things. But yeah.
Yeah, one that I love is this one. Beginning to look a lot like little Mr. Bublé.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's
playing around the Dream Center at a minute. Now, I know you mentioned you don't like songs too early. I think the week before Thanksgiving, around the Dream Center here, we've got speakers throughout. I'm like, let's get it rolling. Come on.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So, and the first, it's official when you hear Mariah Carey.
Right.
Then that's, you're like, okay, now this is really...
They were playing that on Halloween this year.
Yeah, exactly.
So hey, when do you guys put up your Christmas tree?
So it's funny because we don't celebrate Thanksgiving in England. So I know here in America, it's almost like as soon as Thanksgiving's done, that's when Christmas officially kicks off.
Yeah.
So I feel like growing up, it was maybe December. Once we got into December, we put up a Christmas tree. Right. So
first week of December.
Yeah.
Something like that. Is that what you do?
Yeah, we usually do right after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all right. We're okay. Yeah, you're still there.
Still on.
Yeah, still there, Dave. Okay, so we're obviously coming near to the end. We've been going for a little bit here, but it's been fun and everything. But
we peaked at the mince pies.
Yeah, we did. We did. And it's like all
when
the
you got
down
to hear us eating mince pies in 3D stereo. It's just not going to get any better than that.
Now, we normally do Tate and his mate, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've dug one up that I think Dave won't even know.
What? Okay.
Okay. Now, this is... all I'm going to say is, I've got to put it into context. Let me get it here because it is a good one, and I think, like I said, Dave, you're not going to get it. All right.
And just for the listeners at home, some of you listening thinking, man, it just sounds like Dave is like spontaneous, as if he hasn't got a clue what they're going to say next. I have not got a clue. I had no idea of any of this. I bought my mince pies. That's all of my instructions.
Yes. Yeah. So. This is a true thing.
Okay. Right?
That's one clue. This is something that happened. All right. I'm not lying. I'm not making it up.
This is true.
Historic.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What is Bull Week? B-U-L-L. Bull Week.
Bull Week?
And Bull. B-U-L-L.
Yeah. And this has something to do with Christmas?
Christmas in the UK.
No.
Bull Week.
Absolutely is.
Bull Week.
Bull Week. I mean, I'm thinking about that thing in Spain where they run through the streets and the bulls are chasing them, but it's not giving off a Christmas vibe. Mm. And I've never seen that happen in London. So.
Bull Week.
Bull Week.
Hmm. Bull Week.
I think you just made this up.
No. And this would have been last week. As the show airs Christmas Day, this would have been last week.
So the week leading up to Christmas Day itself is Bull Week. Is it anything to do with the...
It's where you begin taking Christmas by the horns. And you...
Again, if you're listening to this, you're missing some incredible actions that Chuck is giving here. Right? It's worth checking out the video to see him grab the bull by the horns.
The imaginary bull by
the horns. Does it have anything to do with the state of the shops and how crazy it gets leading up to Christmas with people shopping at the last minute?
No, it's not. It's not.
But it really does have something to do with Christmas.
Yes. Now, let me throw this out
Okay,
there.
Yeah. We need a little bit of a clue here.
The 1800s.
Oh, well, that narrows it right down. I was definitely thinking about 20th century bulls. But we're talking about, Dickensian bulls. Yeah. Much different.
You have no idea, do you?
If Dave doesn't have any idea.
No, 1800s.
Who grew up in England, I have no idea.
I mean, are they slaughtering animals, getting ready for Christmas? Are they...
getting all the meat and cheese ready?
Get a lot of meat and cheese, or a lot of meat from the bulls.
All right, let me tell you. Are you ready?
All right.
Yeah.
This is an old Yorkshire name for the week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1800s, workers in Sheffield's cutlery factories. Now, let me explain this. When I was at chef school, the best knives to get from the UK were made in Sheffield. Sheffield
they were famous
now
for their cutlery.
For the cutlery and especially like chef knives, things like that. So workers in Sheffield's cutlery factories were apparently rewarded with a whole roast bull if they had finished all of the extra pre-Christmas work in time for Christmas Day. Okay. So it was an incentive for these guys. If you get all these...
You could be rewarded.
You'll be rewarded with a whole bull. I mean, think about that. That's a lot of bull.
That's a lot of bull.
That's what I'm thinking this story is, to be honest.
So there you go. That's bull week.
Bull week.
It beats the, what was it, cheese of the month? What was the... Christmas vacation, what he got for his Christmas bonus.
Yes.
Jelly of the month.
Jelly of the month. Yeah.
Yeah.
You serious, Clark? That is good.
Oh, well, David, has been great having you on the Christmas edition Revival Town podcast.
Yeah.
It's been brilliant being here. And I apologize to all of our listeners who could only hear us eating the mince pies and not taste a John King mince pie themselves.
Or see your outfit.
Well, yeah. You know. You've not missed much. Trust me.
Well, we want to thank you for listening. Obviously, the next episode is going to be in 2024.
Yes.
It's going to be next week. So thank you for an amazing 2023. We're so close to the 100,000 downloads of Revival Town. We do appreciate it. Chuck, any words from you?
I just want to say meat and cheese. No, thank you for listening, watching. Of course, thank you, Dave, for coming to hang out with us. We definitely need to do it again.
Hanging out with Titans, mate.
And of course, Pastor John, thank you for the delicious mince pies.
Oh, amazing.
Go to his website, place your order.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a retirement gig, exactly. Painting and pastry. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in 2024. And Dave, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Let's see you guys.
You filthy animal.
For listening to this episode of Revival Town Podcast. Make sure you're following us on social media and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, head on over to revivaltownpodcast.com.